The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? I'll tell you what the fuck is up. All four of us back together for the first time in a long time.
We ride.
It's been a minute.
We ride.
That's right.
We ride.
Hello, Yurko.
Regulators.
Look at the tanned one.
I'm tired. I'm traveling the last couple days.
I know. How was it?
I'm a little bit fatigued. I think we had a fun time down at Woodford Reserve.
Well, that was piggybacked on your trip to the Bahamas.
It's beautiful, first of all. That's what people need to know. I mean, it is fantastic out there.
Can't believe it.
Was Carmen like a kid?
Kid at Walt Disney World. But, you know, Carmen's jargon and Carmen's ability to BS when it comes to bourbon, he's well respected down there.
Yeah, it's like a foreign language.
Do they know who he is when he walks in the door?
They knew right away. First of all,
he wasn't some slapdick Johnny come lately.
From Chicago, and Illinois is a very important market for Woodford Reserve. Remember that.
Sure.
Illinois, very important market for Woodford Reserve. The minute Carmen starts talking about bourbon, the master distiller that was there, Carm, name?
Chris Morris and Elizabeth
McCall.
No,
master distiller.
They're both sort of master
distillers. The other one's the master distiller.
Get the master distiller.
So the master distiller that you talked to. The young lady that you talked to, Carmen.
Elizabeth McCall.
Elizabeth, wonderful. Yeah. And then we had the master distiller, Emeritus.
Was Carm making eyes at her? I mean, like, there's nothing more attractive than a master distiller.
She's a rock star. She's like 38. She's already a rock star.
The point is, like, you and me on a football field, when we start hearing all the jargon and everything that's being expressed where some people might get lost. That's what I was there when they started talking bourbon. Yeah. The layman, Yurko, lost. Mm. Carmen, step for step.
They watching bourbon film? Is that what they're doing? They're reviewing the tape?
No. I mean, they're communicating.
The old 22?
They communicate on a different level about bourbon than I can communicate about bourbon. That's just the truth. That's what it was.
Do you go back to the hotel after the trip and jerk one?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's to that level, but when you say, is Carmen like a kid in a candy store, there's no question. Yeah. I pull up to a distillery and I start to get like...
When they tapped it, I saw the video of that. They drilled it, tapped it, and she held the bottle under there, and then we all got to share from that. And that's only 1 year old. That's been 1 year in the barrel.
Did I hear you guys saying that's the one they're going to break up for next year?
Not that one.
They drilled into another one a little bit earlier, and they pulled the 150th anniversary one.
Yeah.
And that's about 11 years old. Next year, it'll be 12.
Wow. And they let you have a little taste of that?
Yeah. There will be, for the 150th anniversary of the Derby next year, because they're the sponsor.
150 bottles.
There are only going to be 150 bottles.
How much will it cost? In Baccarat Crystal.
Oh. Pete Corba, our buddy from Breakthrough, said, if Illinois gets any, they will get... One bottle.
Come on.
And that will go to you?
No. And how much would it be worth?
$15,000.
The MSRP is probably going to be $15,000. On the secondary market, you could probably sell it for $25,000.
Carmen will buy that, but he won't get Hulu.
No. That's true. Absolutely fucking not. We got to drink some of that, and the listeners.
Hey, Carmen, $15,000 for this bottle of bourbon. I'm in.
I'm not paying $5.99 for Hulu.
Yurko and I have had two experiences like that, and they're probably the two most unique, like rare pours we'll ever have, and we've done it together. I mean, I've had a lot of good pours of bourbon. Don't get me wrong, but like being able to taste that, something that's going to be so rare, was amazing. And then one time, Yurko and I were at Benny's, and we tasted some 40 or 50? I think it was a 50-year-old. Belvine.
Which
I don't even really like.
I just got a little tingle in my groin.
We were like, all right, I mean, it's a $47,000 bottle of scotch, I think. At the time, Binny's had a buyer, I think, for it for like $47,000. Wow. Yeah. And
it was tasty.
My nipples just got hard.
They had a sample aside from the bottle they were selling. And we got to taste a little bit of that.
Yeah. How did this taste?
He seems a little dreamy.
He's a little dreamy.
Here's what I come to find out. Doesn't he seem tired? So this is what I come to find out. If you have a little piece of chocolate before you have some bourbon neat, that chocolate would help bring some of the flavors out in the bourbon. I didn't know that.
Can you describe to me the 150 year?
It was delicious. It was unique. It was very like dessert winey, almost like where it's not like it was wine, but I mean it's something where you almost wouldn't know you were drinking bourbon. Like blind somebody put it in front of you, you're like, this is some sort of finished whiskey, probably, but it's almost like cognac with like some port wine notes and just sweet and creamy and like fruit. It was outrageous.
Creamy, really. Yeah.
It was legitimately outrageous.
Really? Yeah. Waddle, we would have said spicy.
Yeah, spicy. I think it's spicy. Exceptionally spicy.
Well, that 1 year old that we drank, first the distillate that came out and it was clear, poured in your hands, and then you had to smell it.
Yeah.
The white dog.
That's when it comes off the still.
He goes, you basically just use it as a hand sanitizer. Wow. And you rub the rest of it.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, and it was grainy. Yeah.
No, that's off the still. That's off the still.
What kind of?
Then we had the 1 year old. Yeah. And then the barrel, the oak in the barrel and the char started adding a little bit of color in it.
Oh, yeah.
But when you tasted it, when Carmen says, oh, it smells like a little, I mean, it tastes a little grainy. You can taste the grain alcohol still in it.
I did not know that just naturally it is a clear liquid and it only gets its color from being in the barrel.
100%.
I had no idea.
Yeah. In America, you are not allowed to color or flavor straight whiskey. And in Ireland, they do a lot. They'll add color, even not the good scotches, but in Scotland, it's not illegal to add colors.
Well, that makes it more readily available, right? Because you don't have to put it in the barrels for an extended period of time.
It's got age statement on scotch.
The good ones. But like in America, you cannot sell straight whiskey and add anything to it. It's got to be just... So it's all the color and most of the flavors... all the color comes from the barrel.
Yeah. How did you get into this? When did you have your first glass of bourbon?
He's
and you're
an
like,
alcoholic.
This is for me.
When he was 12.
Well, we knew this, but he used to drink like Coors Light and Miller Light and stuff like that.
I like Coors Light.
No, I know. But then, like, when did you turn to bourbon and say, this is the road I want to go down?
This is my jam.
Because I don't think I know this.
Yes, you do.
I don't know how it started. I know that this is your thing.
Oh.
I don't think I know the root of how it started.
I went to Ireland, with my dad the summer after I turned 21, and we were there with Jameson and a similar trip that Yurko and Harry and I had done back in 2010. Were we there? Whenever we were there, Yurko.
Yeah, 2010.
Did your dad buy you a date while you were there?
No, my dad did not buy me a date while I was over there.
Justin Craig was still here. He was on the trip.
I remember that. You guys called us. Yeah, you guys were on the air
all
with
day,
us.
And then we had to go do a show.
We were in that studio. I remember.
It was.
I remember that.
I do remember that. It was summer of 98. And I went over there and I kind of took a liking to the entire process of making whiskey. And then I don't know, somehow off of that one little trip and really enjoying it, I started to drink more of it and learn more about it and read about it. And then I probably like really started falling in love with bourbon early 2000s, 2002, 2003. The first time I ever had Pappy Van Winkle, my goodness, was
he just
probably,
came in his pants right there.
Well, no, it's almost like
I hate to,
it's become almost like cliche to be like, oh, what was the first pour that you really loved? And I don't want to suggest Pappy was, but I remember I was getting more and more into bourbons. And then the first time I ever had Pappy Van Winkle was about 2003.
15 or 20?
20 year. The 20 year. And I don't know. And I slowly but surely from that point, I kind of got hooked on it. I don't even know if it's anything more complicated than that. The more I drank it, the more I liked, the more I started learning about it, the different types of weeded bourbons and high rye bourbons and what makes whiskey special, why is American whiskey so cool and the history of it in this country.
I think the real question that needs to be answered, Carmen, is this the first time you've ever fingered the yeast?
It is not.
How do you finger the yeast?
I have fingered the yeast before. Anybody that's doing sour mash,
sour mash.
Sour mash, open top fermenting. You know, most of the distillers will let you do that. Believe it or not, it will not get contaminated. Yurko learned
why. Because of the negative pressure, because of the CO2 release.
Well, and the fact that it's sour mash. That's why sour mash, they started doing that in Waddle's ancestors' days. They realized that the best way to keep bacteria out of the mash was by using some of the...
Because they would do a sweet mash, but the bacteria would just overtake
it. And some do today, yeah. But you've got to be really careful. It's very technical.
Diligent. You got to be diligent.
300 years ago and 400 years ago, they didn't have that kind of technology, and it was easy to make sure that your mash wasn't going to get ruined with bacteria by using the pH levels of the previous run's fermentation run when it was left over. It was... such, and I don't want to get into the chemistry.
Well,
I don't
even know what
it is. I want to make more fingering jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, negative pressure.
Yes.
Negative pressure.
Well, but again, you need those pH levels. You need those pH levels to help prevent bacteria from setting in. And then what you're talking about is the CO2 is also the heat. You could feel it when you put your hand over the tank. You feel the heat rising. As the yeast is eating sugars, it's converting into alcohol and CO2. And the CO2 is escaping so rapidly that you can feel the heat, and so it's pushing any air that would get in there is being pushed by the CO2, and any that does get in, bacteria is getting eaten by the high pH levels from the sour mash. But so you can stick your fingers in, and most of the distilleries will let you.
Okay, after you put your finger in, did you put your cock in there?
I didn't put my cock in there. They usually don't like that. Yeah. They don't want you putting your balls in there.
Yeah.
Okay. They kind of draw the line. But they're like, you can put your finger in.
And we taste like three different ones. Yeah. You can taste the difference as it goes from one to the
other. It's called the move. It's called the bourbon bag. Yeah. It's not the tea bag. It's the bourbon bag.
Wait, do you mind if I stick my balls in there?
Can you talk about what your friend did years ago in New Orleans?
Oh, boy.
Wasn't that in New Orleans?
No,
with the shrimp cocktail?
In San Diego for the... The person is no longer with us, so I will respect his...
name.
I will respect his legend.
Pretty famous person from Chicago.
Really?
Famous entrepreneur?
But we'll leave it there, because I don't want to discredit...
You don't want to sully the name.
We were in San Diego for a Super Bowl event, or just, out there for the Super Bowl doing a bunch of stuff. Right. We were at a restaurant at about 7:30, and this person saw that a waiter had put a tray down, and it had a shrimp cocktail on it. Going to someone's table, but he went back to do something else. This person actually decided, because he was absolutely fucking shithoused, he was going to... take his shit out of his, take his ball bag.
This isn't a restaurant.
Twig and berries out of his zipper and dropped his nuts into the shrimp cocktail, shrimp cocktail sauce.
Into the sauce?
And walked up to a table and asked if anyone wanted some shrimp cocktail.
Get out of here. Well, did he get thrown out?
He was asked to leave. No, he was not arrested, but he was asked to leave.
Well, you pull that shit today and you're getting arrested.
He did come back, and came back in later.
He came back into the party.
No, it was a restaurant.
So Waddle asked, would you do that for 50 grand?
For 50 grand?
Can you imagine somebody walks up with a tray, it's got a shrimp cocktail on it, and your ball bag's coming out of your
There better not be any of the horseradish in there. That's gonna burn.
Would I do it for 50 grand? I mean, you're getting arrested at this point. You're getting charged with something.
You think so?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, these days.
100%. Phones are coming out, and they're shooting the video.
Yes, you're fucked. Did Yurko know who it was? Did he figure it out? Is that what he wrote down?
I'm going to text him something.
Oh, okay. I think Yurko thinks he might know who it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This sounds, because he was a jokester.
Really? Well, Sylvie's a jokester, but I wouldn't.
I would not do that.
I don't think you'd stick as much as cock and balls in.
You think I'm taking my stuff out?
I'm not either.
I don't have enough equipment to take it out.
I'm not taking it out either.
I'm not showing my equipment
off.
I was wrong in who I thought I was.
You were?
It wasn't. I won't mention who I thought it was, but
I don't even know if you know.
He was a trickster.
Unbelievable.
So that when you were talking about fingering the
yeast. No, yes, but fingering the yeast
was
good.
This story came up yesterday. That's why I was...
Oh, it did? Yeah. Okay.
So any other good bus stories? I mean, we heard about Yurko throwing away the beef sandwiches.
That's definitely the best one.
Carmen did a great job of making it all.
Making what?
Yeah, making the drinks, the cocktails.
Oh, yeah, we made old fashions on the way down.
Carmen did a great job making old fashions for the whole bus.
Pretty damn good, right?
It looked like it put you to sleep.
On the way back, we got some more simple syrup. We got some We bought cherries, a pre-made some mix. Real cherries, some good ones. Not Woodford. The not the pale red cherry, red maraschinos. These were the deep black cherry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard you guys talk about the difference. I was trying to picture the differences in cherries.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can only think of the kitty cocktail cherries that my kids get in their drinks. What are the other cherries?
Them are the ones Randy loves to have in his kitty cocktail.
No, yeah. You can't Randy use that. That's garbage. You need to use real Luxardo
cherries. I had some cherries yesterday, but not those. Cherries from the store.
Right.
Cherry season, Carm.
Yes, it is cherry season.
Make me fart like hell, boy.
I know. It makes you gassy.
I was farting like crazy last night.
I love cherry season.
Awesome. I'm shocked about that.
I'm farting all over the
place. Do you know where cherry season's at? Traverse City.
Oh, yeah.
Cherry trees are unbelievable.
Big time, yeah. Michigan
cherries.
You go by
one cherry grove after another cherry grove. It's unbelievable.
Soon it's going to be the cherry season that I love.
The Rainier
cherries.
I know what kind of cherries you love.
3 or 4 weeks, it's only good. It's the yellow and red cherries.
Yeah.
It's got two different
colors.
Washington.
Washington.
It's like the Mangan drunk on the bus?
They're $9.99 a pound now.
No. Nobody got drunk?
No, nobody got drunk.
They're expensive.
Go get them. $9.99 a pound for cherries. If you want them, the Rainier cherry, it's very expensive.
$9.99.
They're expensive. For Rainier cherries,
At least, I think that's fairly cheap.
You pick some cherries up right now, $5.99 a pound.
That's 2 months of Hulu right there, baby.
Jesus Christ.
It's a charm guy.
That's a pound.
What, you haven't been to the store?
A pound doesn't last.
What do you, pound doesn't
my
last.
My wife got to get 2 pounds for
it
me.
It doesn't last.
What are you paying for blueberries? What are you paying for blueberries nowadays?
Blueberries outrageous.
They're outrageous.
You think they're outrageous? Wait till you get to the Rainier cherry.
Have you seen the fucking cost of eggs?
Organic blueberries are like $7.99.
What's wrong with you, Carmen?
I don't do the organic blueberries anymore.
Doing the cooking specials you do on Instagram has got to be very expensive.
Like $70 bucks a
I was going to say, it's got to be expensive now. How expensive
the blueberries when I made the blueberries? Yeah.
Why can't you make some chicken pot pie every once in a while?
That's what I'm saying. Put it in. You should do that with like a TV dinner.
Do that
on Instagram and see what people say. Like after all, I should do that.
That would be funny for you to do.
Salisbury with that gravy.
Look at the Salisbury steak.
And the corn.
Yeah.
Take that, Carmen.
Yeah.
That thing's probably $14.99 these days.
Mashed potatoes, corn.
When's the last time you had a TV dinner?
I think I had one back in my
grandma's apartment when my mom and dad got tired of me and dropped me off there.
Remember in the oven, you used to have to, before the microwaves, you would put it in the oven. They used to take 45 minutes to cook.
Yeah. Because it was ice cube.
It was frozen solid.
It had to be ice cube, and it was cooked
in that tin tray.
You had the aluminum foil over it that you had to pull off.
Yeah, yeah, then you had to stir it.
It's disgusting. There are a lot of good, there's so many companies now that sell direct to consumer that are healthy, like quick, ready-made meals.
Yeah.
Some of those companies actually do a pretty good job. I mean, some of it is, especially if you're being health conscious, and some of it's actually pretty tasty. I've tried those in the past. But just like one of the old Swanson TV dinners.
How much when you did your special tuna dip and you showed how you went through the process, that was probably $40.
Oh,
yeah, because the tuna steak will cost you. That wasn't even a full pound, though. That tuna steak cost, it was like $20.
How much does cream cheese cost you these days?
It wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad, especially if you get the brick of Philadelphia cream.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Don't get the one that's in the prepackage, like with chives.
You could totally. No.
You don't need the spreadable one.
Just Philadelphia cream cheese. That's all. That's 100%. Yeah.
I've made a smoked salmon schmear.
Yeah, there you go.
With the smoked salmon I had last year and then added it. So on the bagels, it's fantastic.
Of course it is. It is.
Yeah.
You guys, we're trying to class the joint up a little bit. You guys are bringing us
down. We go out to breakfast. That's what I do.
I have nothing wrong with that.
You guys.
You go out for breakfast, too. You guys like this would be
$50.
Absolutely. Like, taking the kids out to, like, the kids' menus are so overpriced. You know, you see, like, it's $9.99 for a kid's menu item these days. You know what a kid's orange juice is?
At least $9.99.
$5 for a kid's orange juice.
$5.49 for orange juice. I go, is this the bottomless orange juice thing? You know, where I get another, I want to pay $16 for 3 glasses of fucking orange juice.
It's this big, Yerk, for the orange juice.
Hey, how was it like a beer in the Bahamas? Like $14?
Oh, I never drank any beer in the Bahamas.
No?
Really? I'm drinking rum.
Yeah, rum.
Rum runners. Well,
okay, how much does a rum runner cost?
But that's all. Were you an all-inclusive? Were you guys
no,
going?
No, I wasn't all-inclusive.
Oh, okay.
You were I heard you say you went to Carmine's down in the...
Yeah.
They got some good restaurants.
Is it,
good?
Is it the same Carmine's?
Yes.
I don't know,
it
but
is.
It's
It's
good.
The same people.
Yeah. Is it the Dana family?
I think so,
is that right?
I think so.
It was calamari at Carmine's.
It was at Wed Calamari.
And it's all like family portions.
So it comes out like when I ordered the veal, it came out like 27 pieces of veal.
I love veal.
Wow.
Put it this way, the veal's gone.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
ain't no gray area.
No gray area.
Nobu. 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 Whatever it is.
No, I've been in the Nobu here. I heard. I was laughing so hard when he was going through, Yurko was going through.
All the Nobus.
The roll call of Nobus he's been to.
Very proud of that.
Amazing.
Outstanding. Yes, it was good.
He's been to a lot of them.
Let me tell you, the Vegas Nobu's got to be a little bit different than the one down in
the Bahamas.
Because when I was in Vegas last year, we went to the Nobu. It's in Caesar's Palace. And the guy that ended up paying for it, because he had one earlier that day, a local insurance guy in the Northwest Indiana area.
Didn't you say
area.
He was hammered to the bejesus?
He didn't
Is
make
that
it
our guy?
Dinner.
Is that...
No, it's not our guy. You don't know this guy.
I know.
But either way, he gave the credit card to the thing, and he says, bring it out. This is what I want. Give me seven different types of smoke here. Seven different levels. Lobsters came out. All types of something came out that was smoking. I mean, it was an unbelievable presentation.
They
the bill
put
for
his
that
scrotum
was $3,500.
They put his scrotum in a shrimp cocktail.
How many guys? Nine guys.
Nine guys.
$3,500.
That's about right. Nobu in Vegas.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you said didn't you when you went to Vegas last, Carm? You spent $1,500 for two people for dinner or something. Had $1,200 or $1,500.
Yeah. You can't have some sort of wine, something.
No, you can't get out of Vegas for that. As much as I love Vegas, I will say this: you can't do a weekend in Vegas anymore for less than $5,000.
Yeah. I think we're going. Well, Waddle and I are going. I think this summer.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
Are we?
For
like
work,
just as a couple,
to
you two,
yeah.
just
the
two, you and him as a couple,
just the two of us.
Going over there?
All right. I don't know what's going on, but all right.
Did you give everybody
Hey, Sylvie and I have shared a room in Vegas.
Hey, did you give everybody your OnlyFans page out there? I mean, what's going on?
What's going on?
You guys
on
are going
page?
Out there by yourself.
No, I think there's going to be a promotion announced soon, I think.
Oh, okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, wow.
Nothing like
keep that
nothing
sneaking.
Nothing like summer in Vegas.
Listen,
it's going to be 115 degrees.
Do you want to know what? I love going in August. Do you know how many times I've been in August?
There's no one there?
I fucking love it.
Why? Because there's less people?
It's a lot easier to get her. It's not nearly as crowded. Now, the one downside is you don't always have every top performer. You know, like Lady Gaga's not doing her.
No.
No, not in August.
Damn.
Like Celine. I don't think Celine still has the run anymore. But like when Celine.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't think she's still
we go. We go to bad
but
fucking restaurants.
I'm going to the pool.
But
we're going back to the, whatchamacallit.
The Tuscany Garden or whatever the fuck you guys went.
Maybe we could go to Nobu this time.
Most of the places still have the good shows are still probably running. The restaurants, it's a little bit easier to get in and out of,
The steakhouse in Circa, where we're going to be staying in Circa, is top notch.
Yeah,
and
is
it's
good.
Become
there you go.
Like the go-to place in Vegas.
There you go.
And it like it's a who's who. That's where all the stars go. It's downtown. But it's where everybody goes now.
What's
They're
it called?
Let me get the name here.
What's the name of the joint called?
I forget
that
what it was called, but it was excellent.
And that's the beauty of Vegas. But it is outrageous. I mean, you can't sit by the pool for a day without spending $350. Right. You can't.
Some of the guys are partners in it used to work in Let Us Entertain You, by the way. The head chef used to work in the Palms restaurant. I'm getting the name right now. Keep talking.
It was delicious. It was fabulous. And he came over to the table.
That's the beauty about why the town is so
Barry's.
Fun.
Barry's Downtown Prime.
Barry's Downtown
Barry's
Prime.
Yeah. Downtown
I've never really spent any time in downtown Vegas.
Oh,
I mean,
man,
it's different.
It's different.
Like, at night, with the shit that was going on out in the streets.
It's different.
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
Barry's Downtown Prime.
It looks nice.
It is beautiful. It is in the basement there. And we had a great dinner. That first night we had a great dinner, and I follow them on Instagram. Barry's the chef.
Yeah.
It's a summer trip, huh?
That's what we hear.
You guys
are
going to play any golf?
But I'm telling you, it's nothing wrong with you guys.
You know me.
August is not yes, it's fucking hot. Okay. You're by the pool or you're in it.
Yeah.
And you're in the casino.
Right.
I mean, you're not hike through the mountains.
What are we doing? Going for a bike ride?
Right, exactly.
Carmen, I might have a trip to announce. You guys don't know that.
Where are you guys going?
Danny may get pissed that we're
Portland,
talking about
Maine.
You are. Yeah,
you're going Portland, Maine?
So the heat is almost welcome.
Which Portland's better?
Oh, I've heard Portland, Maine is fantastic.
Oh, but I guess
Portland,
I got a
Oregon's
wedding.
Supposed to be great.
Yeah. I'm going to go to a wedding in August in Portland, Maine that I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah. No, but and now everybody's got outdoor. Well, you guys have been there recently enough. You've probably seen. I'm sure Circa does. They got such a sweet outdoor setup. But everybody's got gaming tables by the bar, yeah, outside the pool, yeah, now.
Have you seen stadiums swim at Circa?
I've seen it because of you guys, and
because
I've seen
of the
it,
pool. But, so you,
well,
like,
I've seen it because I thought they were going to send Carmen and I one year.
we're going to be sitting out in the pool watching White Sox baseball.
Why don't you come out? We'll double date.
You can gamble. You can sit there and drink. You get in the pool when it's too hot. I like going in August. So you can knock it. People knock it. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with being there that time of year.
You don't want to go
year.
To Vegas with us, Johnny?
I'll go to Vegas. Why? With you anytime.
Not in August.
Why?
The escorts aren't as busy.
What are you doing for your birthday?
That's
my birthday month.
Where are you going in August?
The kids got to Calcutta.
Okay.
I can't.
Yeah, but that's
got
one
the
weekend.
Auction on the 18th.
That's one weekend.
No, I got the auction on my birthday, the 18th.
Okay.
And the Calcutta the next Saturday and Sunday. You don't care because you're not a member of a club.
That's true.
If you ever.
I don't care.
If you ever, you know,
so why don't you
good
go,
enough,
well,
you could become a member
Lincolnshire,
of the club.
Lincolnshire Golf Country Club.
Oh, we'd open him with
there's two other.
Every time he comes
Johnny,
out there, we call him dead money.
There's two other weeks in August. You can go the.
Yeah, but what are you guys going to? Vegas August 3rd?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It can't be the 19th because I'm going to be out of town.
Listen, again, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not a bad time to go. You'll love
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully we'll announce
that
shortly.
My birthday,
it's a little teaseroo.
A little tickle your ass with a feather. All right.
We were supposed to go to Vegas originally for our Sweet 16. We were going to do a Sweet 16 promotion for the Sweet 16.
I remember that.
But it was during the 25-year anniversary for the station when we did House of Blues.
Right.
So we had to back that thing up.
So that's what
we had to reestablish this thing. Right. So now we're doing the Sweet 16 during no Sweet 16.
What is this in conjunction with?
Circa.
We're going with Circa.
Oh, just Circa?
Circa's our
nobody
friends.
Else is, nobody they're else building, is jumping on board?
They're building a brand new casino up north here. Here in... Isn't it up in Waukegan, Waddle? Where are they
Circa's
building?
Circa's building one up there?
Yes.
Is that right?
Opening up the sports book.
The fuck are you doing?
Thank God I got that off.
God only knows what that is.
What was that? Instagram reel? I'm addicted to the Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm not because too many commercials. And it's always the stupid game where the guy's firing and he can multiply his people by four or he could divide by two. And the jackass always divides by two and wonder why he gets crushed. You know what I'm talking
Sylvie's
about?
Addicted to excuse me, or video fights.
Yeah, the fights.
And Pat Boyle is his dealer because Pat Boyle provides him.
Pat's like the dealer.
My own too, but Pat Boyle is
a
supplier.
Sylvie, here's a little taste.
Yeah.
He's a supplier.
Getting you hooked.
Where do you believe where are the best fights? Are they in the airport, on the plane? At the stadium, in the mall, I know, at the baggage claim.
Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Like I said yesterday,
people nice and
on the air, honestly.
Everybody helping each other.
If you are fighting on an airplane, you are the world's biggest douche because you are fucking with everybody else's schedule.
You're a complete douche.
Well, think about all the things you could fight over. Someone's kicking your seat. Someone wants to get off the plane before the one guy who's got to charge up the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know what I mean? Before everyone else. It goes
call him
row
Captain
by row.
Captain Douchebag.
Yeah, it's row by row. Row by row. It's an orderly system.
We've all got flights.
You've got the overly served guy who's berating the flight attendant. You know, someone steps in, and then that guy wants to fight the guy who's trying to calm things
down.
Some
flight attendants deserve to be berated.
That's not true. That's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
Not true.
You've never been on a flight where a flight attendant's
been
a jackass?
Nobody deserves to be berated.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, I've been on a flight where a flight attendant's been a jackass.
See, this is how fights happen on the plane.
Nobody didn't.
That.
I realized she was being a jackass.
Nobody deserves.
I leaned
that.
Over to my right, closed my eyes, and I went to sleep. I will not put up with her. Influence.
That's a better approach.
Well, that's what I did. But the point is that he says that a flight attendant can't be a jackass is wrong.
I didn't say it can't
There's
be.
Plenty of
you
flight
said nobody deserves to be berated.
Asses. All right.
Nobody.
Just
in that.
So you know,
how many pilots though?
Just so you know,
what
pilots?
Was the problem?
None.
What was the problem? What was your problem?
We're on a flight. We're going on a vacation to Pinehurst. We're having a good time, and it's early. People don't want to hear that kind of noise. Nobody was in the back of the plane. We all jetted to the back of the plane, right? To get away from everybody.
Did anybody scream, show me your breasts?
Get away from everybody.
That's not appropriate.
What do you mean to get away from everybody?
Okay.
You're on a plane.
Okay, when do you board, Carm? If I'm A30, where do you board?
30th position.
Right.
I don't know.
So most of the people on a Southwest flight, where did they?
But you make it sound like nobody else.
No. You opened your mouth. I'm asking you questions. Okay.
You
most of the people
front.
Are at
you
the front of the plane.
Okay.
Some guys go to the 17th row to sit in the exit
aisle.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We as a group decide let's get
bunch
away from people initially.
Okay.
Because we're having fun. We're having a good time. We're going to ask for beers before we ever take
show
off.
Show us your boobs.
But it's the flight attendant's fault.
Yeah,
bunch of fucking assholes getting on a plane asking for beers before they take off.
You can ask
that,
for
by
beers.
The way, is their biggest pet peeve.
But you can
flight attendants deserves to be berated.
You can ask for
fucking
beer.
Assholes.
That's their I number one pet peeve. I can ask for what I want.
What?
I just read this online.
Asking for alcohol before
Travel and Leisure says the flight attendant's number one pet peeve
of course.
Is asking when someone asks for a drink before
because
takeoff.
Because you know who asks for a drink before takeoff?
Assholes. Fucking assholes. Ask for a drink before takeoff.
Trying to create revenue. Trying to create revenue for the company.
Fuck faces. Ask
trying
for drinks
to
before
create
you take
revenue
off.
For the company.
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
And then he's
and
all
then
some
quoted,
some hostesses deserve
hey,
to be
I Johnny,
quoted.
Slapping the flight attendant in the rear faces. End on the way back to your seat
I
is not
quoted,
approved either.
I quoted. I'm
gonna get some beer.
I've never
we're,
laid.
We're gonna get away from the crowd in
that's
the back
right.
of the plane.
That's right.
Hey, well, can you get a six cold ones?
We're setting up shop in the
I
back.
Mean,
don't
guys,
you believe
no.
it?
No, no, no,
fucking guys.
No.
Hey, why don't you show us a little bit?
If you give me 2 seconds, I'll tell you what I said.
He's like Leo on Wolf of Wall Street. He's licking the waitress's face. He's dry humping her from behind. They got him chained down.
I have never ever touched.
What's going on? He goes,
I think
you got
never,
a drug problem.
Ever touched a flight attendant?
I know
I've
you
never
haven't.
Ever touched a flight attendant.
I know you
have. All right, so this is what I did. I got on the back of the plane, right? Oh. So it's me and my buddy. Oh, I got the window. He's got the aisle, right? And I'm sitting there, and I looked at him, and I quoted the line from Bachelor Party, where from Bachelor Party, when they looked at Hanks and his girlfriend, Tawny Katane,
from 82. Yeah.
And they go, "Do you guys want to have children?" He goes, "Well, I was more thinking about adopting. I've had my eye on a 19-year-old Korean girl, you know." So I said, "Hey," I go, "guys, save the middle here." He goes, "I've had my eye on the 19-year-old Korean girl out there." So I'm quoting the movie.
I mean,
she goes,
but she doesn't know that.
She's in the back. Well, that's inappropriate.
It is.
I said she was 19.
All right.
And then dude. She started. She got snooty on me.
She got snooty on him.
She got snooty on me. Yeah.
Dude.
She got snooty on
and
me.
And you wonder why there are fights on an airplane.
Don't worry. We filed a complaint against her.
No, okay. No. I don't.
We filed a complaint against her, and she knew she was wrong. She knew she was wrong.
Who do you file a complaint with?
A formal complaint was filed.
Who do you file with?
The guy that's got the most mileage out of our group told her, he goes, "Listen, I'm going to file a report. You're out of line." And he filed his report.
She out of line
I'm
for
out of
saying
line.
He filed the report.
That
she's
that
out
was
of line.
Inappropriate.
Stick with what you know.
It is inappropriate.
What you know is how to put the mask on, how to buckle a belt. That's what you know. All right? Stick with what you know.
Dude, you
be a professional
you
on a flight.
Go, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. She doesn't want a bunch of fucking guys talking about, I'm saving the middle seat for the 19-year-old Korean girl.
Out there.
That's inappropriate.
No, that's a great line
us.
From a movie. That's
we're
a great line from a
we're
movie.
We're going to the golf trip.
This flight attendant was
rope it off for us and get us a round of beers before
this lady was out of line, and she knew she was out
can
of line.
Can you believe the nerve he's got? I mean, like, sometimes it deserves to be berated.
I'm writing you up, ma'am.
And then anytime I see her, and let me tell you what she looks like.
Oh, stop.
She looks like Beulah Ballbricker from Porky's.
Right.
That's what she looks like,
this
too.
Could be the
so if you ever see a Beulah Ballbricker looking like flight attendant on Southwest,
that's not
know this. She's got no sense of humor.
Was she on your flight back?
Another current reference,
Beulah Ballbricker.
He's doing
doesn't
fucking
have to be
Bachelor Party lines and Beulah Ballbricker.
It doesn't have to be a current reference.
Is that Porky's? Which one is that?
Okay, you guys can never talk about Godfather, okay? Yeah, all of a sudden you shut your mouth. That's selfie. Look at him. Oh, look at me. Can't even see your eyeballs. You're squinting so hard.
What are we hard for? I'm hard for that.
Memorial Day weekend. I'm hard for Memorial Day weekend.
My favorite weekend.
I'm hard for the 666 we got going at the country club on Sunday.
666.
Is that
the devil's attorney?
The devil's attorney.
It's six of one best ball. It's six of alternate shot. And it's six holes of scramble. And the best score with handicap, they'll do a percentage of the handicap.
6-6-6.
Boom. Everybody's in for the money.
Think about Johnny's 2 weeks.
Please.
He's been to the Bahamas. He went on a bourbon trail ride, and now he's playing the 6-6-6. We all want to be you.
100%.
Yeah.
What is the line in Austin Powers? Men wanted to be, women wanted to be with him, men wanted to be him. That's your
guess. Yes.
That's it. That's who he is.
That's what I'm hard for.
He's the international man of mystery.
Fuck, what am I hard for?
You know what I'm hard for? I see a 90s on the forecast. You know what I'm fucking sick of? I'm sick of sitting out there in 53-degree weather at youth baseball games. I'm fucking sick of it.
I told you what May was like. I told you what May was like.
It sucks.
You get out there and you're freezing your balls off.
It is ridiculous.
And house baseball is over in like a month.
Our travel's already been going on.
So then,
April.
What do the kids do after that?
Then there's summer season, and then then there's another new season.
We have 1 week left, and then playoffs, and then we'll have like a couple of All-Star tournaments, and then
this weekend
fall ball starts.
We only
September.
Have one youth baseball game, and you know how happy I am for only one game.
Yeah, only one.
That's all we've been
doing.
What
do you think? You're gonna be hard for jumping in a pool, like wherever you are.
The pool's
open this weekend.
It's open, but this weekend?
You're lucky your kids don't skate because the skating never stops.
Yeah, I know.
At least you got a winter where baseball stops.
Well, yeah, but not really. They're still. I mean, in a sense, York, that's true because they're not. They don't get to play games.
But it's hard for White Sox baseball.
Hard for Celtics Heat.
Yeah, a little bit. See if they can extend the series.
I think the Celtics win.
Boy, they've been horseshit
when we're recording.
They
have been.
I'd probably say Celtics, but I don't know.
I don't know if they cover. What is it, 8?
I wouldn't bet them to cover.
Wow, it's that big?
Most of the games have been.
That's what it was right afterwards. That was the initial line.
I said this when they were down 3-0. I said, I don't expect them to come back and win this tournament, but of all of the potentials for a team to come back from that deficit, this one would be maybe not as crazy to consider as others because they're the better team.
Yeah, they are.
Again, I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying there have been plenty of scenarios where a team was up 3-0 and that team was up 3-0. They were the better team.
Yeah,
the team that was up 3-0 didn't have as much talent as the team that was down.
And they don't have Jason Tatum, and that's true, but I don't know. I don't see him coming all the way back. I think they might win tonight, but I wouldn't bet it to Sylvie's point. It's 7.5.
This one's in Boston, right?
It's in Boston.
All right.
Yeah.
If anything, you'd play the Heat?
If you made me play it, I'd stay away from me. If you made me play it, I'd bet Miami tonight to cover.
The Garden will be rocking.
It will be. They've been shit at home, though.
I know.
In the playoffs. Not in the regular season. They were great.
Give the shout out to Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Get a month's supply free. We're all hard. We all love it. Yes, BlueChew.com.
I'm not hard.
Use the promo code Unhinged. That's all you have to do, folks, and you can get that month's supply free. And they've got the new mint flavored Vardenafil tablet. So you want to check that out. BlueChew.com. Thank you so much. Have a great Memorial Day, everybody. Be safe. Boys, this was a fun one, as always. And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?